Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
That's right, it is KZN's number one hit music station, that's East Coast Radio. If you're just joining us, welcome. You can also join us live on Facebook. Good morning to all our Facebook viewers, and good morning to you listening to us on the radio, streaming all over the world. It is the Daytime Queen, and I love this feature every Wednesday. It's so exciting. We have beautiful, incredible women just trailblazing, being themselves in different industries, and inspiring so many of us to just chase our dreams and live our best lives. So today is no different. We have a wonderful powerhouse in the recycling space. She's the managing director of a leading NPO called Use It. She's a single mom, and she's also a KZN Top Businesswoman recipient. Her name is Belinda Petrel. Hi, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, Carol. And you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for honoring this invitation and coming through this morning.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for receiving me. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Now, let's get straight into it, Belinda. How did you find yourself in recycling? Was it always something you were passionate about? And how did you end up finding yourself in this space?
I think I was the most ignorant person when it came to recycling before I was introduced to Use It.
Yeah.
And I realized that I'm working in this industry and I don't even recycle at home. Opened up my eyes to what recycling is,
right,
and the industry,
yeah,
and the whole value chain that goes with it.
Right.
And it starts as a consumer, as a person, as an individual.
Mm.
So it's not everyone else's problem, it's our own problem.
That's the thing, right? And when people think recycling, they just think litter bugs. Like, litter bugs are responsible for everything that's happening. That person who threw the paper out the taxi, that person, you know. But from what you're saying, it's our own. Like, if we are not recycling in our own homes, are we just as bad as the litter bug?
Even worse.
Wow!
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why, Belinda.
Because we are the consumers. So
right.
As consumers, we dictate what our food and other items come packaged in.
Mm.
So we all like to have the nice clear plastic.
Yeah.
So that's virgin plastic.
Right.
We don't adopt any other alternative packaging material that's probably more recyclable.
Right.
So as consumers, we should be holding the producers of that waste material responsible and saying, we want a recycled or materials that are recyclable.
Right.
To contain what we consume.
Right. So, okay, this is also going to be a very big learning lesson for not only myself, but I think for many people listening. How are we better shoppers, consumers of products that actually help the environment? So, for example, if I go to the shops, am I looking for stuff in bottles? Am I looking for the paper straws? Am I looking for the biodegradable straws? What are we looking for so that we can also be a little bit more conscious in what we consume and how we consume it?
Definitely. I mean, every item that you get in packaged materials when you go into the store has a recycling symbol on it.
Yes.
So become more aware. Just look at the packaging. It's got a little icon on it, and it tells you what type of plastic it is and whether it's recyclable or not. But we have very, very good shops out there. You know, there's brands that are really conscious about their packaging material.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just need to adopt better habits. Remember the old days when we used to get our milk in milk bottles?
Yes.
Dropped off at our doors.
Yeah, by the milkman.
Now we get it in Tetra Pak. So
right.
There's had to be solutions to find how do we recycle that type of packaging.
Right.
So, yeah, just being more aware, more conscious.
Okay. And that's a big learning lesson, to be more aware of the packaging, what's written on that packaging.
Yes.
As we take it. And then at home, what are the small things we can do at home? I really want to take this as not only a woman crush empowerment moment, but let's learn about recycling today. So how do I do better at home?
So yes, you can do a separation at home. We do have a fantastic program in Durban, which is really unique to Durban, and it's set standards for other cities to follow, and that's
okay.
Our orange bag separation program,
okay,
which has its flaws, but it's really a good start. That's a separation at source start. But I will be real with you. The work that I do is very much on the ground, and I work with waste pickers directly.
Mm.
And a lot of us residents see our local waste pickers in our neighborhood. They come in very early on waste pickup days, and they're going through our bags and trying to get whatever is still recyclable out of our black bags.
Right.
So for me, something that could be really impactful is to adopt your neighborhood waste pickers and help them. Find out what waste streams they are looking for. and separate those and keep them apart. So when they do come around on your waste collection days,
yeah,
that waste is readily available for them.
Right. And I think a lot of us, we get frustrated. Hey, man, you're making dirt here. When it should be a case of, what can I put aside for you so you don't have to dig through the trash to find it? I can put it all in one bag or all in separate bags, and I can label them or something so that I make your job easier. We're working together for the betterment of the environment, right?
Exactly. The success of Use It and myself has only been through partnerships and working together. So as soon as we join hands, the circle gets bigger.
I love that.
So, yeah.
The circle gets bigger. We are hanging out with Belinda Patrol. She is the MD of NPO Use It KZN, and it's all got to do with recycling. If you do have a question or two, you can drop it 0617929495. We're going to get to know what drives her. She is a single mom of two beautiful babies, and she has done it. And we want to find out more about how she does it and also some inspirational words. So that's all coming up next.
Carol O'Forey.
If you're just joining us, you're just in time for our Woman Crush Wednesday. We are in the recycling space today. We are live on Facebook, so join us on Facebook. Hello, my Facebook friends. It's good to see you. Although I can't see you, you can see me. We're hanging out with Belinda Patrol. Now, Belinda is the MD of a NPO called Use It, and it's all got to do with recycling. So I have a voice note here for Belinda. You've got your headphones on. I'm going to play this for you.
Good morning, Carol. I hope you guys are well. I have a question about recycling. So I just wanted to find out, so do you have to wash everything, like soap and everything, or can you just rinse it? And then also things like the milk cartons that are cardboard, do they have a plastic lining inside? Like, do you have to physically take them apart to recycle, or how do you go about like recycling those sort of things?
There we go. That's for you, Belinda.
Great question.
Yeah.
So yes, it does help to have the waste clean, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
It does get cleaned further down in the process line.
Okay.
But obviously, if a waste collector is involved, they can demand a higher price for cleaner waste, and it saves them some work from having to clean it.
Right.
With your milk cartons, no, you don't need to separate it. It is multi-layered, so there's different types of materials within that one packaging item.
Right.
You don't need to separate it. That gets done within the recycling industry. So
they
get up with the right equipment to separate and process.
Fantastic. All right. We got another question on Facebook. Someone was asking about tins. This person says they do a lot of baking and they use a lot of condensed milk tins.
Yes.
Can those be recycled?
They can definitely be recycled. Metal is fully recyclable. Informal waste picker prefers a can because there's a higher price for aluminium versus tin. But obviously, it's a metal. So metal is recyclable in its form. So definitely, yes.
Mm. Let's help. You know, we were talking off air, Belinda, about how people want to do good. Like, we all want to help the environment. We all want to do it. But we're also very silly. We want the easiest route possible to get there. You know, we want to do good, but please don't inconvenience my life. Most people are like that. So let's make it the most, if you could look at it, just a normal household, what are the simple things you can just pull out and put aside that will make a massive difference to, you know, the recycling process? Is it every time you buy eggs, make sure you keep that cardboard aside? Your toilet rolls, which items can we put aside easily and yet make a big impact?
So I did a very simple thing. It got rid of the black bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I got rid of the big bin, put in a small bag, so your normal shopping bag that you go to store with and you come back, you pay for. And that is my rubbish bag. And it forces you to think before you just throw it into a bin, because it's a smaller container. So am I going to put my empty Coke bottle into that small bag?
No, you won't.
No, yeah. I'm going to think about it. So,
right.
Yes, there's a bin for it elsewhere. So let me put it in that bin.
Right.
So it's just habits. It's changing of bad habits.
Yeah.
And putting in small little other alternatives in your waste separation at home.
Another good question I'm going to throw at you is top five recyclable items in a household. If you can give us five things we can recycle, definitely, definitely.
Okay. So any soda bottle, PET, that is the most collected plastic in Durban.
Okay.
Cardboard, definitely. Mm-hmm. So your Kellogg's, your egg containers, anything that's made from paper,
yeah,
you can separate that. All your office paper, I mean, we tend end up throwing in our bins.
That's correct, yeah.
That is recyclable. It's high-value paper. Mm. So it's not just what comes out of your kitchen. Mm. Your polystyrene is recyclable, so it can go into recycling. The problem with recycling is everything is weight-based. So the lighter your materials, the more costly it is to transport.
Right.
So you need a lot of polystyrene to make it viable to recycle. So even though it's recyclable, it's just not the top choice.
Yeah.
And then cans, tins, metal, any of that form, you can separate those. So I think I've given you four.
Yeah. Bottle?
Glass. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Am I doing better by buying my tomato sauce in a bottle over a plastic container, or it's all the same? For example,
glass is far better than plastic.
Got you.
And we have enough existing plastic on this planet to never have to produce another piece of new plastic.
All right. My other question, quick. Am I doing better by asking the waiter for a biodegradable straw or a paper straw?
Just sip the cup.
Forget them both. Just sip the cup. Put your lips on the glass. Okay. You spoke about your beneficiation. There we go. Tell us about that site.
So we have a beautiful center in Hammersdale. Mm. And we're kind of the orphans of Durban because we're outer west. So we're on the outs, right? Yeah. But we have this fantastic center. It was funded by Environmental Affairs. Mm. We house 10 incubators on the site where we incubate small business, so industry that uses waste as a resource, as their product.
Right.
So it's not recycling. It's a different form. Mm. So you've got recycling, you've got reuse, you have upcycling, and you have beneficiation. So there's a lot of big words, big terms within the industry. But really what this does, it gives an opportunity for a small business to use waste as their base material for a product.
Wow.
And we incubate these businesses on our site. We also have much larger projects where we beneficiate. So, for example, we use glass to replace building sand. So we actually crush glass down to sand level.
Wow.
And remember, glass was sand at some point
in
time.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we're taking it back to its original silica form.
Wow.
And we're building houses
out of glass. That's insane. Okay. I love that. You're a single mom. You're the MD of UZIT KZN, which puts you on the ground in various underprivileged communities. You are everywhere, and you're raising these two beautiful children. You've got this powerhouse job that you've got to do that's really making an impact on everybody. What are your words of encouragement for someone who's saying, I'm struggling, I've got these kids, I got this job, or someone is just like, I'm struggling just in general?
Yeah, that's the difficult one to balance. I'll give you a story. I used to work in Johannesburg for the city of Joburg. It was very high demanding. I was high-flying career woman. Mm. Until I realized that my kids didn't have a mom. They had stuff. You know, I could afford a lot of stuff. And I made the choice to come back to KZN, to my roots. This is where I grew up. This is what formed me, made me who I am. So I came home with my babies. They were 2 and 3 years old.
Oh.
And I really had to find a balance between being a mom and being present, but also still having to eke out a career and get myself back financially into a position where I could provide for them.
Yeah,
I don't have the every second week and off privilege.
Right.
So I've been a full-time single mom. And I can honestly say now, they're 20 and 21, looking back, I think I did okay.
Yes.
They're really phenomenal people, individual in themselves. Mm. And every single day that I look at them, I realize that I've done something right. Mm. So we need to appreciate the small things and not just look for the big ones. It's those everyday motivations. You come home and there's a smile waiting for you at home.
Yeah.
It's walking into work and your staff are happy to see you.
Yeah.
It's finding a new project and dealing with, you know, the gorgors in Gwaningezi and Hammersdale and Gwarabeka that see you coming and go, thank goodness we're being seen. So yes, I'm very fortunate, very blessed to be in a position that does motivate me, because we're making change and we're impacting lives and families.
Yeah, Belinda, I literally wiped a tear away as you were saying that, because I think we're so hell-bent on the big wins, yes, that we miss the little smile when we get home. Exactly. We miss the hug. We miss that joke that doesn't make sense to anybody but you.
Yes.
And you've just put that in perspective. Bless you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Kelly.
How do we find Use It if we want to learn more, if we want to do stuff with Use It? Where do we go?
Yes, please engage. We have our website is www.useit.co.za. We have a lot of information on the website. But contact us. We want to engage. We want to do more. We want to use it, and we welcome everyone into the family.
There we go. Use it. Use-it.co.za is where you'll find it. Belinda Petrol, the MD of Use It, thank you so much for being in studio with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And East Coast, you're still the best radio station. Rock on.
Rock on.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12. East Coast Radio.